This is the Parental Alienation Speaks podcast. I'm Cheryl Mefford. Research shows that both mothers and fathers alienate. The examples shared in this video are specific to our situation. In a previous video, I listed the 17 alienation tactics that are used in child custody. Those 17 tactics have been put into 5 categories. Isolation is the number one tactic used by an alienator to win a child. It accomplishes 2 things. First, it increases a child's psychological dependence upon the alienator. And second, it prevents the exposure to a competing reality. These are a few examples of how isolation was used in our situation. Number one was excessive school absences. Jack was very involved in school and would at least a couple times a week go up and have lunch with the kids. And the alienator knew that, so she simply wouldn't send the kids to school. Number two was sending the kids to summer camp during my husband's visitation time. It wasn't that he was against summer camp. It was the fact that it was always scheduled during his summer visitation time, and he was never given the information of where they were attending. Number three, keeping the other children home during a school event. For instance, if one of the kids was having a band concert, the alienator would make sure the other two children were not present so they could not have an interaction with my husband. Number four, excessive relocation. Our alienator was constantly moving, therefore making the ability for Jack to find the kids to have his visitation time impossible. Number five, either refusing to let the kids talk to their dad on the phone, or in the event he was able to have a phone call with them, the alienator would turn up the television very loud in the background or the radio very loud in the background so a meaningful connection could not happen. Number six, either withholding information about the children's illnesses, schedules, and upcoming events, or giving false information regarding these things. And number seven, kidnapping. According to the book Divorce Poison, Dr. Warshak writes, brainwashing almost always accompanies kidnapping. The ultimate exclusionary maneuver is to hide the child from the other parent. Finally, number eight, physically blocking access to the kids during school activities. And here are a few examples. Number one, one time we showed up to a band concert and saw Katie, the oldest daughter, on stage with a sling. After the presentation was over, my husband went up to her and tried to have a conversation. And all of a sudden, a wall of 6 people, including prior friends and relatives, created a human wall around Katie so that he could not speak to her. Number two, my husband was a chaperone for Mary's school trip to the Capitol one year. At the very last minute, the alienator also decided to go. She kept her hand on the back of Mary's neck the entire time and instructed Mary to look at the ground. Mary was physically blocked from speaking or acknowledging that her dad was even on the trip. Number three, in the event the alienator did bring all 3 kids to a school activity, she would make it impossible for them to have any interaction with their dad. She would block the row with her legs if we were in the auditorium. She would make sure and hold them down so that they were literally facing the ground and not able to even look at him. They were never allowed to speak to him, even wave to him. She made sure there was zero interaction. If you found this information helpful, please like and subscribe to my channel. And go to parentalalienationspeaks.com to learn more about our story. I'm Cheryl Mefford, and I'm fighting for childhoods.